This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. For 4 years, Milwaukee journalist Georgia Pabst and media producer Ralph Pabst worked to document the Latino community's impact on Wisconsin. Narrated by voices in the Latino community, the film Latino Wisconsin looks at five regions of impact, from farm workers to future entrepreneurs. Georgia Pabst spoke with WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar about the film, and she begins by explaining how her work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel ultimately led her to this project.
I left the Journal Sentinel at the end of 2014, as you said, after 30 years of covering a lot of stories. But one of the things that I did cover was the Latino community and Latino issues, because I'm fourth generation Mexican American. It's a subject that's interested of me personally and professionally, and so I knew a lot about the subject, and I had seen and watched the community grow over 30 years. And so when I left the paper, I wanted to do something else, and I thought, I've got all this information, all this background on the community, what can I do with it? And a lot had been written about the history of the community, but I wanted to do something bigger. And the last 25 years, not that much had been written about or filmed about the community. And in the last 25 years has been significant changes, significant growth, significant expansion of the community beyond the South Side, throughout the state. It's grown, the community has grown in terms of the economic importance, in terms of jobs, schools, just the impact is tremendous. And so we wanted to tell that story.
When you were reporting, did you come across stories that you filed away in the back of your mind because you couldn't, you know, give them necessarily the time or the resources or tell them in the way that you wanted to tell them, but that did come across in this documentary?
Honestly, no. What happened was when I left the paper, kind of standing back, I was able to say, look at all of this stuff that I know, all these information that I have, all these people that I have interviewed. And I would like to tell a bigger story. You know, so the bigger story idea occurred to me afterwards, after I had time to think about it and try to figure out how to tell a bigger story. Because we've thought that all these little stories along the way were great, but there hadn't been a really big story. So my inclination was to write a book, and my husband, who had been discussing these ideas with me and who has been familiar with the work and the community as well, said, why don't we do a documentary? It's a very visual story. We could work on it together, and it's something that we could produce to give to the community. It's almost like a legacy project, something that we hope would have value, that could stand the test of time, and that we could kind of be proud of. And so we embarked on a documentary, neither one of us having made a documentary, of course, but, you know, that's a small point. So we just started, and I started calling up people that I knew and said, hey, can you sit down with us and talk about, you know, yourself, your story, your history? And they said, sure. People were very nice. I was lucky that I built this, Rolodex of amazing people throughout my career. And people were really welcoming and very helpful and gave us a lot of their time to tell their stories. So our premise was the impact, influence, and importance of the Latino community to the state of Wisconsin. That was our premise. That was our working goal. And so we started with that. At first we thought we'll do Milwaukee, but the story is bigger than Milwaukee. So we said we have to do it statewide. And of course that made it harder, take more time.
That's crazy, Georgia. I'll just say that.
Like,
you say statewide. That sounds so ludicrous to me.
And if you think about it, it is. But I mean, and that's sort of an exaggeration as well, because as I said, we couldn't cover everything. So we had to pick some things that would be representative of a statewide impact. So one, of course, was the dairy industry. Latinos and immigrant labor, incredibly important to the immigrant community and to the agricultural community, to the harvesting and food processing. Of course, Latinos have been doing that, have been working in the fields in central Wisconsin since the 40s. So that's, you know, we had to talk about that.
And Georgia, why did you start with that? That is chapter one, the dairy farmers.
We started with dairy farmers because dairy is the signature industry of Wisconsin. We're the dairy state. And the dairy state would collapse, according to farmers in the farm industry, the dairy industry, were it not for immigrant labor, Mexican immigrant labor. And as the film says, you know, more than 40%, probably now more than 50% is of the work of the milk harvested is done by immigrant labor. Huge significance. In the state, people traditionally grew up on the farm. They stayed on the farm. They worked on the farm. Kids, you know, a lot of the children of those farmers have left. They don't want to do that anymore. You can't get people to milk the cows. The cows have to be milked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year round, period. And it was getting to the point where, as John Rosenau, our principal dairy farmer in the film, says, he couldn't work anymore. He couldn't get enough help to work with him, and he just was desperate to stay in business and to get the job done. And so he turned to Mexican immigrant labor. But the impact on the state, $43 billion a year. We toyed with the idea of not starting with dairy. But if we're talking about the importance, that's really important.
I mean, absolutely. It is not some obscure industry in this state. It is one that strikes at the very identity of Wisconsin. Like, we have dairy land, you know, dairy on our license plates.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody eats cheese and ice cream and curds and all that. And the thing is that, we thought, some people think, well, that's been written about a lot, and it has. But we've also been surprised that a lot of people said, I didn't know that. And I don't know why people don't know that, but we wanted to tell them that. And we thought that was important to start with that, just because it's Wisconsin, it's dairy, and the impact of immigrant Mexican labor is so key to that industry.
I want to say that something that struck me about white, older voices who are residents of rural communities, I'm thinking of the interviews that you did in Arcadia, Wisconsin. I was surprised to see these people speak positively about immigrants and to say that they welcome immigrants into their community. And for me, that was surprising because a lot of rural Wisconsin is mostly white, and in a stronghold for President Trump, who has spoken so disparagingly against Latino immigrants.
True. And the voices that we have on the film were people who could see the value of Mexican immigrants and Latino populations. You know, some people in the film were a little more reticent. We're a little bit more diplomatic. You know, people don't necessarily like change. That's a way of saying we don't like change because change means things are different. But there is an acceptance, I think, if somewhat reluctantly so, that this, in fact, is the future and that their towns and communities are changing. And they're changing of necessity because they need the workers, they need the students, they need the revenue. People are buying houses, they're building. They're part of the future.
Georgia Pabst, freelance writer and longtime reporter for the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thank you so much for your time and for speaking with me.
Georgia Pabst is the co-producer of the documentary Latino Wisconsin. You can find a link to the film at wuwm.com.